Tricky Kid Media Original, distributed by iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Bitch, rub, bitch, rub.
Hey there, loyal listeners. Ready to take a walk on the wild side? Our main show is all ages, so it's 18 up only after this. Got it? Welcome to After Dark, where we take you inside some of the sexiest places on Earth. From the AVN Expo and Awards in Las Vegas, to X-Biz and Exotica, and other conventions all over the world. Hear from some of the top names in the adult industry, your fave cam girl or cosplayer. That's right, we get kinky and geeky, and chat with some of the hottest lewd and nude cosplay girls in the game. And all Tricky Kid TV for exclusive content, where you can see more of our guests. Today's show is so hot, I could tell you my panties are soaked, but I'm not wearing any. We are live at AVN in Las Vegas. Lil Pussy is already dripping with excitement over today's guest. Has there ever been a greater ass than Alex Cole's? She's in our studio today to bless us with her perfect derriere and irresistible charm. And now, here's your host. He reads books and has a nice cock. DJ Tricky Kid.
Aurelius.
Like, when I was in school, I was very into sex, but I was also, like, super, like, modest a lot of the time.
Yeah, okay.
And I was very studies-focused because my mother is very studies-focused. So I had a goal, and the goal was college, and the goal was graduating, and the goal was making lots of money to take care of mom. And I hit all the goals.
Outstanding.
Not in a way that probably was expected.
but you hit them, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. So it wasn't until college that I really had any personal freedom to really explore. And I didn't have sex until I was 21. And that was when I was already out of college. And it was the same person that I had my first kiss with when I was 18.
So you were kind of shot out of a cannon, though, right?
Yeah. So I had my first kiss at 18. We dated for 5 years. When I was 21 was when we had sex for the first time. We broke up when I was
23. 3 years?
Five. We were together for five total. But yeah, it took 3 years to get to the sex
part.
Wow. Yeah. And he's a Vegas local, too.
And and the most patient man in baby history.
No, actually, I pushed myself on him a little bit. Yeah, because we were both, he was very, like, devout religious, and I was afraid of hell, but I wasn't super religious. And then we had an atheist roommate who kind of turned me over to the light side, and I was
the fun
like,
side.
Yeah, I was like, I'm tired of waiting. And so we had sex. I'm sorry I pressured you. But if you're listening, I'm sure you're very confused, because he never would have expected me to do porn or anything like that either. But, you know, shit happens.
Shit happens.
There's never a bad time for a sexy redhead to jump in on any action that I'm involved in.
Absolutely.
And Alex held the camera for 9 hours one day for me.
I did.
I directed your scene, and I held that camera for 9 hours, and you fucking killed it. So.
See, she's going to get a production credit on this very episode, because she's the reason why you're not seeing a bunch of distracting sunlight in the background there. So have you guys ever thought about working together or anything?
I'd be down. It's just with scheduling. It's just there's so many people.
Nobody's asked to do it.
Yeah, okay. We haven't been booked together. And getting booked together is the easiest and fastest way that I can work with anybody.
Sure.
Because otherwise it's just I have a list. I have a list for content trade. And just the guy side of the list, I've had one very, very patient performer here in Vegas waiting for over a year now. So it's just that busy.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like people think that content trade is easy and you just like turn a camera on. But I'm a perfectionist and I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't. I have to have the whole thing.
That's why you have a reputation for being the real deal, right?
When I was watching porn, Bound Gangbangs by Kink.com was one of my favorite series. And I'll never forget, I saw a scene with James Dean in it where they did a home invasion. I want to remake that.
That's a different thing. I'd like to do that,
it
too.
It was amazing. They broke in and tied her up and had their way, and then they left, and it was amazing. And I want to do more of that. But I'm not physically there yet.
Okay. Okay.
Do you remember who the star was in that you're talking about with Home Invasion?
No, I watched it when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And so it's like, or maybe early college, because I got a laptop when I was 17. So that's when I started being able to really watch porn. Before that, I would go to the library, or I would go to my school's library, and I would find books on the human anatomy or sex or erotica. I would pill from my grandma's stash, because my grandma, rest her soul, she was a freak. So she had bondage books and she had sex books and stuff like that. So I would sneak into her room and read those. And I think she knew what I was doing, and she did like hint that she was cool with it. So that's great. I did a mini kind of gangbang for my personal life for my birthday last year. It was my present from my boyfriend. It was really nice. Because I get him reverse gangbangs for his birthday with our friends. So he returned the favor.
Wow, it's time to cool off and hear from our sponsors. Ray Ray wants to taste all of your hot cum before her nuptials and go out with a bang, getting fucked deep in her ass. Hot anal action. Swallow all your cum. Huge cocks. Sucking two cocks at once. Fuck her pussy deep. Cum in her pussy. Shoot hot cum in her mouth and down her throat. My pussy's getting wet just thinking about it.
So I got one, two, three, four. Four dudes for my birthday, and that was pretty nice.
That's a good day.
Yeah. It's a really good birthday. But it wasn't like a gangbang like I'm talking about like on camera. It was very like...
For your pleasure.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about where you were and what you were doing.
You know, we weren't on set. I had a few edibles, you know, like it was very like relaxed and chill.
It was all about Alex's pleasure.
It was. So, I mean, I've done that.
But were there things, were you doing like DP and airtight and those sort of things?
No, because it was normal sex.
This is normal sex just with multiple people.
Yeah, normal sex for me isn't three dicks in my ass or DP. I'm not a fan of DP, personally. That's why I haven't done it on camera.
I did it one time.
The one time I ever did it, I did it on camera. And I am a very like different person, and I think maybe I could enjoy it now, but it's a physical thing. My pussy's really tiny, and so it's easy for me to get a tear. So the time that I did it, I did get a tear. And I've gotten a tear from just vaginal sex with one person with a small dick because he shoved it in too quick, so I got six tears. That was one of my first scenes. Something I'd like to accomplish this year, I just want to continue improving. I want to do more acting. I want to hopefully get to work with every company. I've worked with a bunch. I know it's just 1 year and it takes time. I want to work with everyone. I want to check all the boxes. I want to work for all the companies and work with all the people. And you know, I want to improve my acting. I want to improve my sexual ability, because you know, like I said, I'm not ready for a gangbang right now, but I will be. And that is a goal, because it has always been something that I've really been interested in.
Yeah.
So you know, there is that.
Something,
and then
something you're genuinely excited about.
Yeah, and then personal life-wise, I just want to try to continue to, I'm building toward a goal, and I've mentioned it on a couple other places, but I don't know if you know. My main goal is to start a scholarship in Vegas for art students, and then I want to open my own gallery. I want to give art lessons out of the gallery when I'm... maybe have more time.
Yeah.
This isn't an immediate thing. It's something I've been building toward for years.
I remember you talking to me about that last time.
Yeah, okay, great. I thought I did, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
And I don't expect everybody to remember everything I said.
I mean, but how can you forget that? That's a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
That's a major ambition.
I got an art scholarship when I was in high school, and it meant a lot to me. I want to be able to do that for people, because we don't have as much of that out here as I would like. And then, I've always wanted to work with at-risk youth, so I want to put more investment and funding into programs for kids here in Vegas to try to help with that whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm not great at words, but I think
you
get
to provide some resources to the children that can't do it or wouldn't otherwise be able to, like you when you were young.
When I was young, art helped me a lot, and then just having somebody to talk to and some place to go helped a lot.
Right.
So I want to be that for people, and I think saving up my porn money and investing it properly, I think I could build up to that eventually.
Okay, see?
I would say, yeah. I think people are just more accepting now than they have ever been before. I think history has a progressive trend.
Yeah.
I think the longer that we're all people on this planet, I think the longer we're here and existing next to each other in a small space, like we'll get better at interacting and we'll become more of a world family and less of a divided state.
I agree with that, but also, but I'm saying, but at the same time, it's so exciting that the shy, nerdy goth girl from high school is now doing porn.
That's what I mean, because it's like, I don't know, maybe when you were a kid or when I was a kid, it wasn't, it's like, oh, well, nerds do this, and jocks do this,
that's
and
right.
preppy bitches do that, and like, but now it's like, no, I can be a preppy bitch and also, you know, enjoy death metal and StarCraft, and I can like to go pole vaulting on the weekend for all the fuck you care. So I think that's what I mean by we'll all be more accepting and more of a general, like,
it wouldn't be such
yeah,
a
we're
shock.
Just people.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it wouldn't be such
a
shock.
My real life is a shock to people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So,
yeah.
They would
so
never
I,
expect that.
And I think, you know, part of the reason that people that do porn get paid is because there's a stigma around it. So, you know, there's a benefit to having a stigma, but I think we're on a trend of more acceptance. I think you can see that in how many people are camming and how many people are producing their own content. Most people now have a Pornhub channel. Oh geez, look
here
at all these.
I swear this is not a metaphor. We're not trying to. But now that you mention it,
I have done two people at once, so I mean I can do that. I guess the only thing I would really need to plug is, hi, I'm Alex Cole, and I'm excited to be involved. And if you want to find all my links, it's real easy. You can go to allmylinks.com/ALEXXXCOAL. So for all my links, just go to all my links.
And good luck, because she's nominated for an award.
I'm nominated for 3.
Well,
it's
we
ridiculous.
Are at AVN, so let's talk about that for a second.
Oh,
which awards are you nominated for?
I really wasn't expecting to get anything. So it's been really... I've been kind of scatterbrained this whole AVN because everybody keeps saying congratulations on your nominations, and I'm like, yeah, that's right, fuck, I'm nominated, holy shit. So
yeah.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it is now AVN nominated Alex Cole. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I got a fan vote, which fucking thank you guys, fan vote nomination for newcomer, which I'm really excited about. I know you can get newcomer for your first 2 years after you start mainstream, so that's amazing, and thank you to everyone that's been voting. I really appreciate it. Even if we don't win, thank you so much for taking time out of your day for the whole frickin' month to hit the vote button and tell me that you like what I'm doing, because I appreciate it. And then AVN nominated me for Best Oral Scene with Justin Hunt for Swallow Salon, and then I was nominated for Best Girl-Girl Scene. So I
quite the diversity there.
Yeah, and I'm honestly like I'm crazy proud of. I think I'm most proud of the oral scene because they're telling me that the blowjob I gave Justin is one of the best blowjobs of the whole year, and that's pretty awesome. The first time I gave him a blowjob, it was I was very aggressive about. It. Like I was like, no, I'm gonna do it, like and so then I gave him a blowjob and he came like that, like really fast, and I was like really proud. I was like, oh my god, I made him come really fast. And he got mad at me and he was like, you didn't have to lie to me about being a virgin, because there's no way you're a virgin. And he never believed me after that. We were together for years after that, and he never believed me that I was a virgin.
Wanna see more? Follow us on Twitter at TK After Dark. Don't miss a single steamy episode featuring your fave adult stars, cam girls, cosplayers, and more by subscribing for free on Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store, or on your favorite podcast platform.